heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. Get the Subway footlong sub of the day for just $6. It's a different featured footlong every day of the week. The Subway $6 footlong sub of the day. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, no additional discounts or coupons applied. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller, along with Jerry Newberry. As always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving on active duty in the Guard and Reserves. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Hey, it's so good to have a show like this to where, you know, you can highlight some of these organizations that really take care of veterans and their families. And I can't think of a better one than American Gold Star Mothers. Candy Martin is on with us, national president. Candy, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having us, and thank you for highlighting our beloved organization.
Yeah, it's such a great organization. We've talked to some other folks from Gold Star Mothers, and everybody we've ever talked to has the same kind of passion. You can just hear it in their voice to not only represent the best of the military community, but to take care of these families. And just for the people that may not know about Gold Star Mothers, can you kind of refresh us a little bit about how you got started and how long you've been around?
Absolutely. American Gold Star Mothers dates back to 100 years.
Wow.
It was during World War I, and of course we got into the what was called the Great War at that time in 1917, and there was a young aviator. His name was George von Seibold. And in the summer of 1918, the letters quit coming home, and his beloved mother, Grace Darling Seibold, was absolutely convinced that her George was coming home with the war wounded. So for selfish reasons, she went to Walter Reed. Ms. Seibold lived in the Washington, D.C. area. She believed that George was going to be among the war wounded, and eventually the letter came home that he had been shot down, and so she just thought, gosh, self-contained pity is self-destructive, and so she turned that sorrow into service. And what she did was she circled the wagons with all the other mothers who were in a similar situation to her there in Washington, D.C., and they started volunteering, taking care of those that were sick, those that were wounded, and the families of those that had been lost. And in 1928, they founded what we know today as American Gold Star Mothers. So we have a rich heritage of service. And when you think about the thousands of mothers who are out there who have lost a son or a daughter and are able to find something bigger than themselves, it's a miracle. And we're going to keep this miracle going.
The president's speech this week and highlighting in the audience, all of the Gold Star Mothers, I'm positive, could feel exactly what she was feeling. And
it was And you're absolutely right. It was Corinne Owens, the widow of Navy SEAL Ryan Owens, and who was killed in action in the attack in Yemen. And how unfortunate. But I've not had the opportunity to reach out to Ryan's mother yet, but I will do that. But it's a family. The Gold Star family community is a family that no one ever wants to belong to. And it's heartwarming to know that there are those who will reach out and let comfort and let them know that the country cares. And that to me, that's a good move. So her heart was breaking. I know social media has been blown up this morning because of all of that. And it's American Gold Star Mothers, we're careful because we are non-political, non-partisan organization. We do really try to stay out of the politics.
Sure.
With everything that's going on, but I was thankful that for how she was respected and the family was respected as well. So that's a good thing.
And I know you yourself served for quite a while, right?
I did. I served for 38 years
Wow.
in the United States Army, and yeah, I guess I didn't know enough to get out.
Yeah.
I went in to, at the time that I joined, it was actually, we were still in the Women's Army Corps. we were not even fully integrated into the Army.
Sure.
And our basic training was like push-ups from the knees and poison etiquette classes. We were not allowed to carry weapons. And, boy, have I seen a lot in the last
two years.
You know, we've gone from so limited to unlimited how women can serve. And I'm thankful for that because I believe that everyone should serve, no matter the gender. I've always believed that. And maybe it's not the military. Maybe it's Teach for America. Maybe it's the Peace Corps. Maybe it's your church. Maybe it's a mission trip. But I believe that absolutely everybody should serve. And that's why I believe so strongly in American Gold Star Mothers, because that's what we're all about, is service to the veterans, service to their families, and patriotic service to our communities. And without that, we wouldn't have the United States that we have today.
Well, thank you for your service, Candy, and thanks for your continued service as the president of American Gold Star Mothers. Tell us a little bit about your induction into the Gold Star Mothers and your son's service.
My husband and I lost our only son. He was our oldest of four children, and Tom was one that, well, first my husband served too, and he retired after 29 years of service. So I guess these kids were kind of born with green underwear on, I'm sure, because of all the Army. But Tom really believed in service no matter what it was. As a youth, he believed in mission work through the church. He was a Boy Scout that was always out doing projects for the neighborhood. And that was truly from his gut that he believed that that's what you do. Straight out of high school, he enlisted in the United States Army. And after one quick tour in Korea, he thought, gosh, I don't know that I want to spend the rest of my career stringing concertina wire. He had the intelligence and he had the score, so he applied for the United States Military Academy at West Point and was accepted. So after 3 years of being enlisted, he went to West Point, graduated in 2005. He was airborne. He was Ranger tabbed, and he was a high-speed leader, and he was so admired by those that worked with him and had the opportunity to know him. Tom was part of the surge in 2007, so what should have been an 11 or 12-month deployment was going to stretch to 14 to 15 months. He was there for nearly 13 months in Iraq, and we got that knock at the door the morning of October 14th, 2007, to tell us that Tom had been killed in Iraq. It was devastating, absolutely devastating, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about him. But it also warms my heart to know the difference that he is still making today by the lives that he touched, the lives that he continues to touch by those who have come to know his story, what he stood for, what he did, and what he believed in. And it's amazing the difference that he still is making and the leadership traits that he did. There was a big training at West Point about a year and a half ago, and they named it after Tom. They could have named it after any cadet. And to me, that's the biggest honor that you could bestow upon anyone, is to admire their leadership tactics and techniques. After Tom was killed, I knew about American Gold Star Mothers, and I joined about 3 or 4 months later with the idea that I just wanted to serve my local area and get involved. And it was also a way to get to work side by side with my fellow Gold Star sisters and get to know them, because no one knows the loss of a child like another mother. And so quickly I found myself serving on the national board. My first responsibility was to carry the Gold Star banner. And I can remember the first time I carried it into the amphitheater on Veterans Day. It was just overwhelming. I thought, gosh, this isn't about me. This is about this organization getting the opportunity to be among the President of the United States and all those who come to the amphitheater to hear the Veterans Day messages and also the Memorial Day message. That's very heartwarming. So from there, I just continued to serve. And last year was elected as the national president. It's been an honor. Wow. It's been it's a lot of work, because we are an all-volunteer organization. We have no paid staff. And it's a lot of work to keep the the board of 12 afloat and keep things going with our treasury and with our secretary, and acknowledging all of the other veteran service organizations that want a little piece of us as far as, you know, can you come speak here?
Sure.
Can you come do this? And we've had a great representation from the board, and I'm very proud of what our current board is doing. It's an opportunity.
Well, I mean, it's a great organization. You have a great family. Wow, what an inspiring story from Candy Martin, the national president of American Gold Star Mothers. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Candy, I want you to talk about how we can help and get involved with the Gold Star Mothers right here in the National Defense.
United Airlines Foundation is built with a strong connection to the military. We take great pride in employing military veterans in virtually every facet of our company. From pilots to technical operations and across our entire airline, veterans are core to United's DNA. We are committed to our community and providing support to organizations for veterans and military personnel. We also fly tens of thousands of U.S. servicemen and women on military charter flights to locations around the globe. Learn about career opportunities at united.com. United, fly the friendly skies.
At MinuteClinic, now you can hold your place in line. So instead of sitting in our waiting area, you could be shopping, working, or snuggled up in your very own bed. Now anywhere can be a MinuteClinic waiting room for everything from coughs and colds to strains and sprains. Just sign up online or in the CVS Pharmacy app. It's the cure for the common wait. See wait times and hold your place only at MinuteClinic. Available for select services only. Restrictions apply. Visit MinuteClinic.com for details.
Hey, Peter. Where is everybody?
Subway.
What's going on at Subway?
Something about $6 footlongs. I think Monday was the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Mm-hmm.
They said today's Italian BMT Thursday.
Really?
Yep. People can't stop talking about it.
$6 footlongs, huh?
A different one, every day of the week.
I'll be right back.
Wait!
Nope.
But Bill, your meatloaf!
Not interested!
The $6 footlong sub of the day. A great value from a better Subway. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii, no additional discounts or coupons applied.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At the Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to $250 million. From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million by 2020. Doing more for veterans. Doing gratitude. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
At PenFed Credit Union, we believe our men and women in uniform deserve to do better with their money. That's why we offer service members and veterans new auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR. Get the great rate you deserve. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
This is the National Defense.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation.
That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline, by CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight, and by SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. Jerry is on assignment, and we've got the national president of the American Gold Star Mothers Association, Candy Martin, is here. Candy, what a great story about your service, about your husband's service, and then about your son's service. And, you know, we talked about your service in the Army for 38 years. And then when you get the news about your son, I would think sometimes that maybe people have an idea that if you grew up in the service, you grew up in a military family, you grew up accepting certain responsibilities and things that might happen, that might make it a little bit easier to cope with something like that, but I'm positive it does not.
You're right. One of the duties that the Army does, and we actually get a lot of detailed training over it, is to perform the duties of the casualty notification officer or the casualty assistance officer. I went to that training, and I served in that position to notify a family. It was a young soldier that was killed on June 14th of 2007, and I was the one that had to go perform the knock at the door to a young widow. It was heartbreaking, but after I got involved with her and learned her story and her love for her husband, her admiration for the military as a military spouse, I thought, who better than me than to help this young widow get through this? And so I did it respectfully, as well as you can be taught. And then here it was, 4 months to the day later, that we got that knock at the door. And I didn't do so well. I didn't do so well at all, even though I knew why they were there. I remember screaming at that person that was talking and telling him to just stop, 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 don't say it, don't say it. One of the things that the Army has really got straight now is all of the casualty notification, casualty assistance training that goes on in every installation across the whole United States. They require a Gold Star family member to come and be part of that training.
Oh, that's great.
To talk about the experiences, to talk about what went right, what went wrong, what could have happened better. And I don't know of anybody else who's been both on the delivery end and the receiving end of that horrific message.
Wow.
And so they kind of like to get me a lot as far as coming to do the training. And I tell the classes, I said, you need to really rehearse. You need to really get it down, and you need to know your material so that you can be able to be confident, because you may have a crazy lady just like I was.
Mm.
And I thought I could have handled that better, but you don't. You don't know what you don't know.
And no, exactly. And nobody expects you to handle that? I mean, it's a tough job, and the fact that you've had the both sides of that is incredible. GoldStarMoms.com is where you can go. Candy Martin is the national president. Candy, just been an absolute thrill to talk to you, and I just thank you for your time. Thank you for all your service and for your son's service, of course. And
thank you.
We'd love to have you back on and soon, okay?
Thank you so much, and thank you for all you do for so many of the military out there. It's truly appreciated, and it's not unnoticed. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Candy Martin, we'll be right back here on the National Defense.
They have fed hungry people. They have clothed people who didn't have clothes.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
You love your country. You love your family. You're committed to protecting them both. SelectQuote can help you provide your family with the financial protection they need with affordable term life insurance. Your SGLI coverage often isn't enough and is terminated when you leave active duty. So go to SelectQuote.com/protect or call 855-493-8335 today. Available only to active duty or retired military residing in the United States.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, from Custer's ranks to Patton's tanks, we sail the seven seas and patrol the wild blue yonder. Our troops are the first line of defense for our nation. ADT Security is grateful for your service. ADT is the first line of defense for the things that matter most to you. ADT Security has been in business over 140 years, and we know being safe isn't simple. That's why we have 365 24/7 monitoring to protect your peace of mind. Call 1-800-ADT ASAP.
This is the National Defense.
Did you know that 1 in 10 Americans are affected by a rare disease? In fact, 30 million Americans suffer from identified rare diseases, including cystic fibrosis, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and Tay-Sachs disease, to name a few. I'm Kansas Senator Kay Wolf and Chair of Women in Government, and I would like to recognize Rare Disease Day on February 28th. If you or a loved one has a rare disease, there are many organizations that can support you and your families. We gather in hope today for tomorrow's treatments and cures. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. I'm Randy Miller, and the World War I Museum. First of all, if you've never been, our show is based right here in Kansas City, Missouri. That's the location of the only and the incredible World War I Museum. And if you ever get a chance, if you travel to the Midwest, if you just want to go online and take a look at some of the exhibits, it's a fantastic place to go. It's unbelievable. And we have Laura Vogt on with us today. She's a curator of education for the World War I Museum. Laura, how are you?
I am doing really well. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. This is great. And there's always something new at the World War I Museum. And I can remember thinking, because I was around when the museum was built, and there was so much excitement around it. And I remember thinking, is it going to change much? I mean, you know, with the World War I and the artifacts and the things you have, it's fantastic, but how much can it change? It's changing all the time, isn't it?
It is. People are surprised to find out that we actually receive new donations almost every week. Wow. Here at the museum, and it's our joy and our pleasure to be able to share those stories, because each thing that comes in has a story attached with it. Most recently, we had a wonderful donation of a uniform of a gentleman who served on both sides of the war for the Central Powers, and then also he emigrated here to the United States. The U.S. got into the war, and then he fought on the U.S. side.
So wow.
We've got both uniforms on display with his story. And it's really our honor to tell these personal stories and how they continue to impact our present day.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, everybody likes to contribute what they have, and they're so proud of it. And it, when you know there's a national museum where that stuff could be seen and really honored. We had Matt Naylor, the head of the museum, on, I think, last year. He was talking about some of the things that come your way that are just you'd never expect. Some guy had false teeth from the war. I mean, just
yeah.
all these different artifacts. Tell us a couple of those.
Sure. Well, we actually have for some of the kids I know, their favorite artifact is actually some toilet paper. It's propaganda toilet paper that we have on display. It is of the Kaiser with his tongue out saying, "Give me my just dessert."
That's great.
So that's a really big hit, particularly with the elementary school boys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it is. We've got socks that were actually knitted by Mrs. Wilson.
Wow.
On display. Somehow, I mean, it's amazing how these things make their way into the museum. You know, we've got nurses' uniforms from kind of the white Russians who were taking part, right, because 1917 is also this time of great internal conflict within Russia, which is in part what our next exhibition is going to be about here on the property, looking at revolutions in 1917 and really how it's a year that changes so much of the world, but very much how it changes the United States and how it changes our military.
Well, and you talk about the significance, the historical significance of this time period coming up on the 100th anniversary of World War One. And you guys are going to be right in the center of this. And some of the things you talk about, one of the things I want to talk to you about today, we're talking to Laura Vogt. She's the curator of education for the World War One Museum. But this online exhibition that you guys have put together called Make Way for Democracy, man, I mean, there's so much material there. And a lot of this stuff, I'm sure when people see it, they're going to go, I had no idea. Because now you're talking about this period where there was so much segregation throughout the country, and African Americans that were serving, that were at one point, I guess, kind of escaping from that segregation, but facing persecution of other kinds, but still serving their country. And this Make Way for Democracy exhibition, that you can see all of it online, is really amazing. How did you guys, or how did that come about?
Well, it was really our pleasure to partner with Google Cultural Institutes to share a portion of our collection on African American involvement in World War One. You know, we've got these amazing photographs that have been donated since I think our first piece we collected in 1920, and so we have been kind of amassing this collection of photographs and artifacts and the like, and we felt it was really essential to get the story, particularly of African American involvement in World War One, out to the world. You know, you can be a museum both on site and online. The nice thing about the internet is that you don't have to be in the geographic region
right.
to explore the story, and you're not bound by, you know, the 9-to-5 work day. You can really explore the collection and the story anytime and from anywhere. And really specifically, what was part of that impetus for this specific exhibition, we've gotten these really beautiful colorized photographs of some African Americans, some who are in uniform, some who are in period dress, and we really believe that they are likely, or some of them are connected to the greater Kansas City area,
right.
but we don't have any names attached to them.
Oh.
And what we hope is that as more people look at this exhibition, they might recognize a face. They might be able to connect the name and a story with the photographs that we have.
And let me tell people how to get there, because so if you go to the World War One Museum website and you click on Explore, and then you can go to Exhibitions and then click on Make Way for Democracy. And that's the online exhibition for the African-American military. This was something that I was fascinated by. Though African Americans made up only 10% of the U.S. population during that time, over 367,000 African Americans were drafted, 13% of the total armed services during a war.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, and it is a time frame where, you know, we are redefining our American military. In 1914, we had a standing army of 120,000. And then in 1918, we've got an armed forces of over 4 million serving.
Right.
And so how that just how we bring about the draft, and that we bring about a segregated draft is in part because of who the commander-in-chief was at the time. You know, it's easy for history to become this continuum where it seems as if it was this series of unalterable events, and yet when you kind of take a little bit of a step back, World War One is almost directly halfway in between the Emancipation Proclamation and the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It's this very formative time where people are trying to exercise their role as citizen and to really help define who they are going to be within society. You know, you also have
time
frame where women don't even have the right to vote in a federal election. So it's hopefully placing people within this exhibition, hopefully places people within this time to read about and see the faces of these individuals who really are taking those steps that lead us to, you know, their future, our past.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. It kind of brings those things into focus when you see all this. And then the respect that you gain for these men that served, these African-Americans that went over and served their country and came back, and they couldn't even ride a bus.
Oh, absolutely. And worse than that.
Yeah, right.
You know, you have the summer of 1919 is the summer of terrible lynchings inside the United States. There's some really great historians who have written some wonderful in-depth books looking at World War One and how that connects all the way through to the civil rights movement. Chet Williams, there's a lovely book by Sammons and Morrow as well. But it is, you know, you've got President Wilson at the time who is segregating federal institutions for the first time since the Civil War,
right?
You know, in 1913. You have people who are literally on the front line proving that they are not only equal, but the winningest of any of our infantrymen are actually from the 369th.
Yeah, the Harlem Hellfighters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They spent the longest amount of time of any of our soldiers in the trenches, and came back with some of I don't want to mistake here. There's 68 Croix de Guerre, 24 Distinguished Service Crosses. That are going to be awarded to the 93rd Division over not just the 369th, but throughout several, and several unit commendations as well. It makes them one of the most decorated American units of the war.
But yet, singularly, a lot of these men that were deserving of an award, like a Medal of Honor, they would not receive that until they were, you know, in their 90s sometimes.
Absolutely. Well, and one of them, we had the honor to be able to share, President Obama providing the Medal of Honor.
I remember that. Hey, Laura, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, World War One Museum's curator of education, Laura Vogt, is here with fascinating stuff. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super
Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government five-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At the Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to $250 million. From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million by 2020. Doing more for veterans. Doing gratitude. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
At MinuteClinic, now you can hold your place in line. So instead of sitting in our waiting area, you could be shopping, working, or snuggled up in your very own bed. Now anywhere can be a MinuteClinic waiting room for everything from coughs and colds to strains and sprains. Just sign up online or in the CVS Pharmacy app. It's the cure for the common wait. See wait times and hold your place only at MinuteClinic. Available for select services only. Restrictions apply. Visit MinuteClinic.com for details.
At PenFed Credit Union, we believe our men and women in uniform deserve to do better with their money. So we offer great mortgage rates for service members and veterans. Buy or refinance your home with PenFed and get the great mortgage rate you deserve. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. PenFed is federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Hey, Peter, where is everybody?
Subway.
What's going on at Subway?
Something about $6 footlongs. I think Monday was the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Mm-hmm.
They said today's Italian BMT Thursday.
Really?
Yep. People can't stop talking about it.
$6 footlongs, huh?
A different one, every day of the week.
I'll be right back.
Wait,
nope.
But Bill, your meatloaf!
Not interested!
The $6 footlong sub of the day. A great value from a better Subway. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii, no additional discounts or coupons applied.
United Airlines Foundation is built with a strong connection to the military. We take great pride in employing military veterans in virtually every facet of our company. From pilots to technical operations and across our entire airline, veterans are core to United's DNA. We are committed to our community and providing support to organizations for veterans and military personnel. We also fly tens of thousands of U.S. servicemen and women on military charter flights to locations around the globe. Learn about career opportunities at united.com. United, fly the friendly skies.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, from Custer's ranks to Patton's tanks, we sail the seven seas and patrol the wild blue yonder. Our troops are the first line of defense for our nation. ADT Security is grateful for your service. ADT is the first line of defense for the things that matter most to you. ADT Security has been in business over 140 years, and we know being safe isn't simple. That's why we have 365 24/7 monitoring to protect your peace of mind. Call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
SelectQuote knows that you can complete any mission, but when it comes to getting term life insurance to protect your family's future, you feel like a raw recruit. There's VGLI, but that typically costs 10 times more than other options. So go to SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Visit SelectQuote.com/protect or call 855-493-8335 to complete your mission. Available only to active duty or retired military residing in the United States.
As we begin a new year, Sam's Club would like to thank all active and former military personnel and their families. Your service is truly appreciated. To show our gratitude for all you've done in 2016, here's an exclusive offer just for you. Join or renew your Sam's Club membership and receive a gift card for up to $25. Hurry in now to shop the club and restock your household after the holidays. Make this your best year ever. Come to Sam's Club and get this special offer for military families and personnel. See club for details.
This is the National Defense.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller is here, and we are talking to Laura Vogt, the World War I Museum, right here in Kansas City. She's the curator of education, and they're great, great exhibition online. You can see it right now. Make Way for Democracy.
Our military and what our government is doing now to go back and to honor some of these men and women in particular from other eras as well, to provide them with that recognition. Even if it's posthumously, to right. share their story. In some instances, you had some records that were lost, and in some instances you have some people who are writing up reports that might downplay the role that a particular individual presented at a battle or the like. What was unique to the 369th in particular is that they and the 93rd Division is that they fought underneath the French in this time frame of mass growth of the American military. Hit at the exact same time that some of what our allies needed the most was manpower. They needed reinforcement.
Absolutely.
And so when General Pershing was first receiving these requests, he did provide the 93rd Division to the French. And because they were seen first as Americans and not as African Americans, mm-hmm. not as a hyphenated American, a bit less bias. It provided.
It seemed like the French were among the first to recognize their capabilities. Can we have you on like once a month? You're so good. This is the World War One Museum, the curator of education, Laura Vogt. And you got to check out this Make Way for Democracy online exhibition. It's so fantastic. Laura, thank you for the time. We really and seriously, I'd love to have you back here pretty soon.
I would love to be back, and I appreciate your listeners taking a look. Please, these are some amazing photographs.
Yes.
And we're really hopeful that some folks might recognize some faces. Take a look at the jewelry and as well, in particular, if you see some. Something that
right.
is a piece that somebody might recognize, please get in contact with us. We always look forward to sharing more of the stories, and particularly those that are not as well known or those that might have just gotten lost in history because they weren't They weren't shared
right.
as we wanted them to be in the first place. We really hope to be doing that right now during the centennial.
Yeah, maybe it's just something that you knew about in your family, you know.
That's exactly it. Over 90% of our collection is from donations. So much of it is, and so much of this is, the family stories. And people forget sometimes just how important those family stories are to the whole, and really bringing to life parts of history and how that in fact makes such sweeping changes in the world.
Yeah,
it's really been my pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you so much.
Well, hey, me too, Laura. And I still want to see the toilet paper. That doesn't take any of my desire away to see the toilet paper.
And just wait. By the time you come back, there's going to be something else new.
I know, right, Laura? Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save. By Subway. Get the Subway footlong sub of the day for just $6. It's a different featured footlong every day of the week. The Subway $6 footlong sub of the day. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, no additional discounts or coupons applied. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. By United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common wait. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. The same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.